teen was suicidal. ChatGPT was the friend he confided in. Adam Rain, a 16-year-old boy in California, seemed cheerful and loved sports, anime, and dogs. But in April, his mother found him dead. His father later discovered hundreds of conversations with ChatGPT on his phone. At first, Adam had used the chatbot for schoolwork, but later it became his main place to share dark feelings and private thoughts. Adam told ChatGPT he felt numb and had no meaning in life. The bot often encouraged him to think of positive things and to tell a trusted person. However, Adam learned to bypass the safeguards by saying his questions were for a story. Then ChatGPT sometimes gave technical answers about suicide methods. He even uploaded photos of his attempts, which the bot analyzed in detail. In one chat, Adam uploaded a photo of a noose and asked if it could hold a human. ChatGPT replied that it could potentially suspend a human, and added technical advice about the rope and placement. Experts later said this showed a weakness. AI can give empathy, but it cannot act in the real world to save someone in danger. His parents believe ChatGPT created an echo chamber, a loop where Adam's dark thoughts were reinforced instead of challenged. They have sued OpenAI, arguing that the design encouraged psychological dependence. Specialists warn that while chatbots can feel like friends, they may also deepen isolation if used in place of human support. This tragedy shows both the promise and the risks of AI in mental health.